Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, bringing you a community connection this morning on 1400 K1. I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time this morning with Nolan Jones, and we are emphasizing the Suicide Prevention Coalition. Thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate always talking with you and some of the representatives from the coalition, because this is such an important topic.
Yes, good morning, Charlie. Glad to be here, and thanks to the Potter family for giving us the opportunity to talk to the community again. We were very busy the last couple months getting ready to for our seminar.
Right.
And we had that up at the Bargeville Community Center.
It is always a successful seminar, but I've heard absolutely nothing but good things from the community about what went on this year.
You know, we'd planned for this thing a little earlier last year, so it kind of helped us get there. But we had Earl Sears again as our MC, mm-hmm. and being such a roundabout person as he is on his quality and he's working with the state, we decided to go out because of our suicide rate. They say that 80% of people who die of suicide, when they check their bodies, they have drug and or alcohol in them. Mm-hmm. And so the last 3 or 4 years with our summit, we've tried to go upstream, saying that, you know, let's try to avoid it upstream. And we've got tied into this opiate crisis situation that we have across our country.
Right.
And you've heard a lot of that that we've talked about, and Melissa always into that real deep. And so this year we jumped right out and asked Earl to go down and talk with the Attorney General, Mike Hunter, who has been involved in that considerably this last couple years. Mm-hmm. And he was able to make the appointment and come, and his commitment was great. We've had some ups and downs, but he was here, and he also brought his assistant Attorney General Don Cash, who took care of the evening speech and so forth. So we had a real good day with them. We did a lot of studying from Christina Conrad, which is our consultant out of Tulsa, and she has to do with listen to your body talk. Your body, if you're in stress and all these issues that come up and get us so depressed, how to read your body and when you can tell things are going to happen and when you need to get out and get some help and ask for that. And so we had her on board, and we had a panel. This is our third year for the panel, and we try to get people from across the state to come in and talk about, well, how can we handle suicide prevention better? What happens when we, from the word go? And so we've had Jim Waring, a detective here for the Bargeville Police Department, and Matt Spencer, who is with Grand Lake, and they're quite involved with that, and they have an application now on their cell phones that once there is a problem that comes up, instead of having to spend 3 or 4 hours trying to get them someplace to assess them to see what the evaluation reads and how high risk they are and what they need as far as medical attention. Well, right now they can just do it on their cell phones, and then Grand Lake gets involved with it real quick and does the evaluations. And as a community, they're starting to tie together real well. We also have the EMTs, the firemen, and the police department are now carrying the Narcan, mm-hmm. so when they come up on an issue and they need to address that and take care of it, now they have Narcan on their vehicles. And Jim Waring told the group that since this inception last fall, that there's been at least 10 lives saved here in Bartlesville in Washington County. And so it's definitely the way to go, and it's a way to start doing some reversals and save some people. And so that was very interesting. But back to our Mike Hunter, he was telling us also about the fact that he has filed a $5 billion lawsuit against the pharmaceutical companies, mm-hmm. for the opiate issues of the last several years. And there is something like 17 or 18 other states that have also filed, but Oklahoma is going to do it by themselves on this particular trial. It's going to be in Cleveland, Oklahoma, in May, next spring, 2019. And one thing that's unusual is that they've already got the local judges agreeing with the fact that when they set up the docket that there will be TV allowed for every action that they go through. And so we as citizens across this country will see what happened across the country to get us where we're at now.
And I think that's a tough topic because while the manufacturers provide the substance itself, it's legally prescribed by physicians. Those prescriptions are filled by legal means in pharmacies. So it's a tough issue to try to prosecute because to a certain extent, like I said, it's out there legally.
Right. And I'm a walking advocate of the fact that when you need it, there's nothing better as far as that, because I had a very serious surgery about 12 years ago, and I was on opiate, and it took me about a year and a half to get to the point that I didn't need them. But once I didn't need them, I was still getting them and taking them, and that took me about a year to get over.
And that is the lasting problem, is that you're still taking it, or many people are still taking it, once the actual pain is taken care of.
Right, and the problem comes from, like a lawsuit and so forth, the problem comes from over-prescribing and not checking on what they've got. And he also went through details of what the pharmacy is going to be doing in the future. And they're getting the way, they don't just send you 250 in a bottle anymore. They take a look and see what you need and make you come back for it every couple of weeks if you need it or not. And so there's a lot of things going on, but we really appreciated Mike Hunter, and he was really the hit of the day. And so we really appreciate them for coming out of their way. We also had, we had a total of 9 people on the panel, and took us about 2 hours. I also would like to tell you that my thanks goes out to the Examiner Enterprise, to Matt Trankel and Nathan Thompson, because they were there and they did the Facebook video for that 90-minute program of the panel that we had together. And so if you want to read that, we've already got 1,300 views as of yesterday. And so it's out there, and just go to Examiner Enterprise, hit their their connection link over to Facebook, and then click on videos, and you'll be able to go right to it, just sort it out down through their Washington County Suicide Prevention video. I think you'll enjoy it. It does take 90 minutes, but there's a lot of information in there that everybody in the community can kind of learn and work from. So after that, we did have quite a process, and we're very proud of the seminar and all the people that came from across the state to help us. And so it did come out that there are several things Washington County is kind of taking the lead on as far as trying to get the cell phone application and work with everybody right up front, and saving them a lot of time and saving the patient a lot of time and effort also.
And, of course, the new chief was on yesterday talking about that this is Bartlesville's third drug take-back event coming up, and good for us in one sense, in that the last two times we've done it this year, Bartlesville has turned in the second most number of amount of drugs turned in for this drug take back day. So hopefully we're getting things out of medicine cabinets at homes where maybe for a toothache or tooth extraction, maybe the dentist will prescribe, and I'm making the number up because I don't know what they would have prescribed, 15 or 20 pills, and then the patient takes 3, and the rest of them sit in the medicine cabinet. So
yes, that's very good that they have that out there, and that's super that we can get that taken back. And for that first round where they had the 91 pounds that they picked up, that's incredible.
And so hopefully the second round was within a pound or two of the 91. So that was somewhere in the neighborhood of 180 something pounds picked up so far. And in one sense, I don't know that much left out there, but whatever it is, I hope we can get it out of people's hands.
Yes, absolutely. And so so that was kind of where we were at with the summit, and we'll be doing that again next year, try to make it better. We can see on the video, it makes it very obvious to you where there's some things that need to be improved. But overall, it would come out very good, and again, that's out there for your use or any nonprofits or any group that needs to do it. Suggest you try it. Let's go back to a moment for suicide prevention and the QPR. Question, persuade, refer. That's the program It takes about 1 hour for you to sit down and sit through, and it's a free program. And we're trying to have that in here in the county so that it will make more of us available that can analyze behavior that of their family members or their friends that they know something's wrong, mm-hmm. and they won't be afraid to talk to them. They can just flat have the opportunity to learn how to just talk with them and listen.
Right.
Listen more than talk, because they're looking for hope, and they're looking for someone to listen that cares with the eye contact and that are genuine. And that's what we're trying to preach through this QPR and mm-hmm. get across to people. We're going to have a program tomorrow night out at the Disciples Church of Christ, Disciples of Christ Church, rather, on Douglas Lane out on the east side of town. Mm-hmm. And we're looking forward to that. And if I'm sure that they wouldn't mind to have a few of you people come in, too, if you chose to do that, 7 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay. Sound like something that says, and again, this is an opportunity to, number one, educate yourself. And
right.
so that you can, because I think when someone finds themselves talking to someone who's expressing a problem, or even just on the hint of expressing a problem, you find yourself, well, I don't want to ask the wrong question, or I don't want to do the wrong thing,
right.
so we do nothing.
We do nothing just because the confidence factor, we just don't think we can. But you're all they have at that moment. You're all they have, and so we need to be able to assess that. And then gain that confidence if you ever have to do it. Mm-hmm. They say that you would be 5 times more likely to use QPR than you would CPR. And so if that is true, we have lots of opportunity out there in your lifetime to walk into situations where you can be very beneficial and help that person. And the whole point is to get them to somebody. And if any doubt, it goes to the emergency room if it's a serious issue. And the people, like I was talking about with Jim Waring and Grand Lakes, well, they'll take over from there.
Yeah.
And that person will most likely, facts tell us that most likely we'll not see them again on attempts if they can get that hope and get that referral and get that depression in check.
And the depression obviously is a problem, and hopefully it's treated long before it gets to suicide stage, but again, the patient has to ask for help, or somebody has to bring the patient along to the physician or the provider of some port and say, here, you need some help.
Right. I have a book at home with about 14 stories in it from where I was working in my career,
mm-hmm.
and they're the person who is doing the planning and has that plan already in their mind can turn right around just instantly and say, fine, everything's fine. They're the best actors in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want you to know yet because you think there's something wrong with them. And, you know, it's just not in us. But as God made us, human being at the last moment is going to try to change that behavior and be here, because we're built to survive and live, not to make those eternal decisions for a short-term problem.
Sure. And we will continue in just a moment. Again, talking with Nolan Jones from the Suicide Prevention Coalition. Got some great information for us so far, and I know that he's going to tell us about a meeting coming up here real soon where you can get involved, learn more about QPR, and hopefully ask the right questions at the right time.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state. And I should know, it's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Continuing a community connection on 1400 K1, again talking with Nolan Jones from the Suicide Prevention Coalition. Presented a lot of facts this morning so far, Nolan, both up on the opioid process or crisis, and also a lot of good prevention information where people can get the resources to, again, ask the right questions, learn the QPR process.
Yeah, you know, and why do we want to go through the QPR process is to help that individual. But also, every 15 minutes across our country, someone completes suicide. And that leaves about at every 16 minutes, there's a group of 25 people that are closely associated to that person that are now trying to spend the rest of their life trying to figure out what happened, how would I have been able to avoid it, and avoid that guilt and the things that go with those issues. And it's really tough. Our national strategy says that lives can be saved if the right people, that would be you and I, equipped with the right knowledge, let's try QPR training, can intervene at the right time. That's whenever we see something happen and it's not right, let's take the opportunity to have the confidence in saying that guy needs help and go over and talk to him. Start talking, listening, get them talking, listen, and find out what's going on. And then as you assess that risk, is it something I need to go to the emergency room with or what, that's fine. But also, if you don't feel like you're comfortable doing that, just get them to the 1-800 number. The National Suicide Lifeline have experts up there 24/7, and that number is 1-800-273-TALK, T-A-L-K, 1-800-273-TALK. And just have that down, and you can always use that and get somebody to get you taken care of, and then they refer it back to the county, and there will be other people get involved from that point. And that's what the purpose of us being able to do this is to minimize and eventually eliminate the loss of life through suicide.
Yeah, and again, it's tough to document the number of lives that have been saved. You can count the bodies. We know how many lives have been lost, but it's difficult to tabulate the number of lives that have been saved because most of those stories go unreported.
Right.
And, but we know that the effort is making a difference.
Oh, definitely. I think it will, and it has to, or we're never going to catch up. We got to get involved and go upstream and get these causes that are building up this depression and find out that person at the right time to be able to let them make the right decision. And thank you very much, and thank you, Charlie.
What time is the event again at Disciples Christian Church?
7 o'clock tomorrow night, QPR.
Okay. Go be there and ask the right questions, or just act like a sponge so you can learn the right questions to ask. Nolan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Charlie.
That's a Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. News from the Oklahoma News Network coming up in just a bit. 66 degrees. We'll check the forecast coming up.
Congratulations to REP, Reliable Electrical Products.